Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I tell you who would be the biggest surprise in the Royal Rumble. No, I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about my mother. If I sat there and it went number 26, 3, 2, 1, and Leslie Murph started walking to the ring, be like, flub me sideways, why didn't she tell me? It is not going to happen though, because she still thinks wrestling is called WWE. Do with that information what you will, but hello, my name is Simon Miller. Welcome to What Culture Wrestling. Please do subscribe. And that's right, here's 10 wrestlers that could be a surprise in the 2023 Royal Rumble. Number 10, the Hurricane. This one should happen. And you wanna know why? Because Gregory Helms already works backstage at WWE, so you just have to get him in front of the curtain and push him out. His Hurricane gimmick is also one of my favorites because it's just so damn fun, and you know he's always gonna get a reaction, especially because Helms understands the silliness of wrestling. So if you wanna have him in the ring and he can just do something goofy, that's exactly what he'll do. And I know we did this in 2018 and we did it in 2021 as well, but that was 5 and 2 years ago respectively. And if you are looking around for somebody to try and fill up the 30 entrance, I think you should just do this one. I mean, every time you hear "Stand back, there's a hurricane coming through," it makes you feel all warm and fuzzy in your tum-tum. That's how I like to feel all the time. Number 9, Abyss. I mean, the big question is, why hasn't this happened already? I mean, much like Gregory Helms, Christopher Park, who is the man behind the mask, has worked backstage in WWE for a good few years now, and yet we have never seen his character on TV. And sure, you can argue that too much time has passed, so he would come out, and some fans would be like, well, I don't even understand who this is. But I know for a fact that a lot of geek wrestling fans are still tuning in. And the reason I know that is because I'm one of them, and I would pop for Abyss. He doesn't even have to do anything significant, even though he does play the gimmick of a monster. If you want him to get in that ring and just fall on the floor and then go over the top rope, so be it. Now that's just gonna piss everybody off, because it'd be like, I can't believe they treated a TNA wrestler that yay. But I just wanna see him involved in some fashion, because I think he's great. Somehow, it is still a long shot though. I don't get it. Number 8, Lana. So if recent interviews are anything to go by, Lana would really like to go back to WWE. Which is fine too, why wouldn't you? But every time she is chatting about World Wrestling Entertainment, she's all like, oh man, what a place to be. Every single wrestler wants to go there, including my husband Miro. That's when you're like, isn't he signed to AEW? This got really weird. Given that as of me talking though, only 4 women have been announced for the Women's Royal Rumble, you think we're probably gonna have to send some invitations out to some. So why not bring back Lana? She was always very good in her role in WWE. Not that Bobby Lashley stuff, but she probably would get a reaction too. I think it makes sense. And much like others in this list as well, she doesn't have to do much of anything. Enjoy your entrance, get in there, go over the top rope, and then we'll never talk about it again. Or maybe we will. Totally up to you. Number 7, Grayson Waller. WWE likes a certain type of heel. So if you are big, obnoxious, and can talk into a microphone, somebody backstage is gonna go, well, we should give that guy a push. This is why Grayson Waller has been doing the rounds, but also he does have a lot of potential. And if you've seen him down on NXT, you kinda go, well, why don't we just call him up to the main roster now? He looks good to go. He's also so damn smug because he acts like butter wouldn't melt in his mouth and then he'll stab you in the back as soon as he can. And this is why I think he should be in the Royal Rumble. Now, I understand the debate. Why put an NXT guy in there if he's just going to get thrown out? Well, one, he could win. I'm still waiting for the unexpected Royal Rumble winner, which has never happened. But two, as long as he throws a couple of guys who have some significance out of there, I actually think it'd be a pretty good damn introduction. So just remember, it doesn't have to be an everything or nothing. Like, imagine he was able to eliminate I don't know, Elias. Elias has been on WWE Main Roster TV for years. I still think that would mean something. Hopefully it would help Grayson going forward. Number six, Chelsea Green. I mean, I wouldn't even call this one much of a surprise. Because if we do believe the rumors, Chelsea Green has been back with WWE for ages. She has put pen to paper. And the only reason we haven't seen her on TV is because WWE is waiting for the right time. And if that isn't at the Royal Rumble, well, when the hell is it? Now, Green did have a horrible time last time she was in WWE, mostly due to injuries. But ever since she got released, she went out there and she smashed it on the indies, she smashed it on TNA, and she reminded everyone, that's right, I know what I'm doing. Hopefully this has rebuilt her confidence as well, so when she is back on the main roster, finally she can get her due. And if you would like a bit more fuel for the fire, she closed her OnlyFans account recently, which does suggest she's going back to the Fed. Now, I hate myself, never call it the Fed. And no, she doesn't need to win the Rumble to have a good showing here. We just do what we always do. You use the Royal Rumble to spark a feud that culminates at WrestleMania. And given that we do have two nights in April, I'm pretty sure we can find a place for Chelsea Green. And here's the other thing too, I'm repeating myself. Why can't she win? Why can't Chelsea Green win the Royal Rumble? I just mentioned it with Grayson Waller. For flip's sake, do it one day.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Number five, Naomi. Now, if you do indeed watch a lot of my content, you shall be bored of me talking about this. And I get it, I do it a lot. But it really does tie into the obvious, because if Naomi isn't a surprise entry in the Royal Rumble, all of a sudden I'm going to start scratching my head and think to myself, well, we haven't seen her since May last year. Maybe like Sasha Banks, who she did leave the company with, she's gone for good. Well, I'm still going to lean on the side that she will return at this premium live event, although I do understand the flip side. Because if you have seen Mercedes Moné and all the attention she's getting and the money, and the fact she's going to debut for New Japan, maybe you want a piece of that pie. We do have to remember that her husband Jimmy Uso is on the SmackDown crew, so she probably wants to be back with him. And do not forget she is really, really good. So should we give her a push? Yes. There's also this little nugget that the Women's Royal Rumble does need a bit more star power. So not only does Naomi give you that, but she also gives you one hell of a return. Number four, X-Pac. Man, would I love this. Because while X-Pac has had a few injuries he's had to get over the last few years, if you have seen him on an indie show, he is still so damn good. I tell you, that Shawn Waltman is some kind of wrestling savant. This is why it's been kind of mad that all his WWE appearances recently have been limited to just turning up and saying, hello, because if you put him in the ring, he can still go. So what I would really like is a surprise return at the Royal Rumble and a match at WrestleMania, so that when he does walk away next time, he can have a proper goodbye. Because do not forget, if it wasn't for X-Pac, wrestling in 2023 wouldn't be the same. And if you need proof of that, just go watch his match in the late 90s. He was ahead of the flubbing game. Number three, the Road Dogg. So this ties back into what we've already talked about. The Road Dogg, Jesse James, works backstage at WWE. He's friends with Triple H. So if you need someone for, I don't know, number 14, why not just go with him? And I doubt he would do much in the ring. It would probably be some microphone work before he did get eliminated. But we've already mentioned Grayson Waller in this list. Why can't he be the guy to get rid of the New Age Outlaw? The only real shame is that the Road Dogg has been confirmed for Raw 30, which is only 1 week before the Raw Rumble. So it's not like you're going to be like, I can't believe I'm seeing him again. Because you literally would have just seen him. So I suppose maybe on that Monday night, the DOGG may even announce that he is going into the Raw Rumble. That would be weird. WWE can be weird. And I kind of feel like this one only does happen if WWE are struggling to fill those 30 slots. But really, that shouldn't be the case at all. Number two, Killian Dane. I tell ya, I want this. Because when Big Damo was released from the WWE, it seemed like such a crazy decision because he ticks all the boxes. He's massive, he can talk, and I don't think I've ever seen him have a bad match. I mean, he could feud with all the top babyfaces till the end of time, and the reason I think this may go down is because, of course, Triple H is now in charge, and we all remember Sanity down in NXT, and Paul Levesque seemed quite dedicated to that. The game has also been going out of his way to bring a lot of these people back, and the rumour is that Nikki Cross may be going full Sanity soon. Eric Young apparently has also been rehired, so if you want to go get Killian Dane, and you want to get Alexander Wolf, what a great way to keep this going than by putting at least one of them in the Raw Rumble. And trust me, the last time Sanity were on the main roster, they were not given their due at all. If you just give them some time, they will absolutely smash it. Number one, Kylie Rae. So a few weeks ago, I didn't think Kylie Rae would be on a list like this. Then we had that episode of Main Event. Because she appeared to take on Dana Brooke, and if it wasn't for all the madness when it came to wrestling in December 2022 with one Vince McMahon, this would have made a lot more headlines. Sadly, it just got lost in the shovel. It was soon touted as Kylie's tryout match as well, and while at this point we don't know whether she did sign or she didn't, if you are looking for someone to put in the Raw Rumble that has fresh legs and is brand new to WWE, well, she's looking at you in the face. Kylie's also done a great job wherever she has been in her career, and the only reason it stuttered a little bit is because she's had some personal issues. Fair play to her. She has been so open about these and gone out there to get help, because never forget, nothing is more important than your health and happiness. If Rae is ready to go now, though, I can think of worse calls, and I would certainly like this one to go down. I'm hoping she gets signed. And I'm hoping she's in the Rumble. Not for any other surprise entrants that could be in the 2023 Royal Rumble, which is just around the corner now. Make sure you do that in the comments below. And then don't forget to like the video, share the video, and subscribe. Then head over to WhatCulture.com where you can read yourself some articles. Make sure you come follow us on social media at WhatCultureWWE and time at 316. We have a lot of Royal Rumble videos. Dive in. My name is Simon from WhatCulture. Thank you very much for joining me as always. I do believe Cody Rhodes will win the men's Royal Rumble, and I'm hoping Rhea Ripley wins the women's Royal Rumble. Now you know, and I'll change my mind tomorrow. Kind of rhymed. Goodbye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.